Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Yacht Crew Blanche right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back Conrad Anton from Crew Pass. How are you, Conrad?
Hi, Ria. Yes, I'm very well. Thank you.
Good. You've got a whole pile of things going on over there. Let's start with your new crew group.
Perfect. Yeah, basically this week we just launched our new Crew Pass approved community. It's essentially a WhatsApp group with all approved members and all of our partnered agencies inside it.
How does that work? People have to come to your site. They have to apply to be in this WhatsApp group. Lead me into that a little bit.
Sure. So Crew Pass conducts full security check before crew members essentially apply for a job. And we wanted to give more to everyone that had Crew Pass to enable them to be able to utilize their approved status easily and more efficiently. Crew members could always go on the agency's websites to apply for the jobs, but sometimes crew are getting lost as to what jobs that they should be applying for and where they can properly utilize their Crew Pass approved status. So we created a community group that we have added all of our partnered agencies as admins, and all of these agencies will now post the job specifically into the WhatsApp group. The WhatsApp group is broken down into 6 different groups between deck, interior, and engineers, captains, and HODs. So essentially, as soon as the crew agencies put the job inside of the community in the correct groups, each of the crew members that are approved will get notified of the job positions and the email addresses, contacts, or the website address of where they should apply for those jobs is directly given to them. The concept being we wanted to help every crew member.
One of the issues that I see, not just with WhatsApp, but any Facebook, Instagram, et cetera, there are crew groups everywhere, but they are just literally littered with crap, if I can be absolutely honest with you. And trying to find an employer, so a crew member, trying to find a job means you have to weed through thousands of posts. How are you making sure that doesn't happen in this group?
So this one is different. This one is set up so that the crew members cannot post inside it. It is purely just for the admins. And the admins are all of the crew agencies. So the crew agencies will post the jobs inside it. And the crew members will just get a notification because they're part of the deck group. So they will only get notified for the deck positions. And they can turn off notifications if they want. But no one else can post inside it. So they will receive a notification. If the job applies to them, then they have instructions there and then in that message of where to apply for that job.
So it stops all of the chatter back and forth. I've DM'd you. Here's my resume. Here's my picture. All of that stuff that sort of takes up a bunch of space that isn't needed.
Exactly. All it is a direct notification from the agencies of a job position to the crew member. And each of the agencies know that every crew member that applies for that job through our platform knows that crew member has passed all of our checks and is deemed safe for employment by us.
I think that's probably one of the final checks, because then you know whether or not somebody is capable of following directions.
Yeah, exactly. The idea is that we will do our stringent checks and the crew agencies will still do all of theirs, but it gives them direct access to all approved members and it gives another level of support from Crew Pass to all of the approved members. I never designed Crew Pass when it was obtained by crew anyway. To just be something else a crew member had to get. I wanted them to be able to utilize it as a tool to be able to get their next job.
It looks great. And you've got a new website now too.
Yeah. I've recently just redid the entire website just to give more information to crew and more information to anyone using our platform and to be clearer and more concise. And yeah, we also did new partners page as well. So every partnered agency, there is directions there of how specifically to transfer your crew pass status to their website.
Nice. It's growing well. How long have you been running now?
15, 16 months. So nearly a year and a half. Yeah, we've pretty well cemented ourselves in the industry already, which is quite cool. It's been a hell of an adventure.
Where are most of your crew? Do you have crew in the US and this is becoming implemented on that side of the pond as well?
Yeah, I've been really surprised as in the fact of the diversity of crew and yachts using the platform. I've very much thought when I started it that we were going to have just mainly green crew, but it's very much spread towards captains and HODs, the WhatsApp group that features the group itself that's captains and HODs has got a lot more captains in it than I would ever have imagined. So it's not just green crew getting it. It's a range across the board.
I think people are starting to become a bit more security conscious, especially when we see what is going on around the world. We're talking cybersecurity, that kind of thing. People are starting to pay attention as they have never before.
Yeah. I think because of groups like Facebook's Name and Shame, where all of these stories are now coming to light a lot more in people's faces, and it's not just a once a year leak out into the press, it's a regular thing popping up on people's newsfeeds. People are becoming a lot more aware to everything, and all the information is a lot more available. So that has caused an awakening to it.
Conrad, I've always said I support everything that you're doing 100%, and it is about time that the industry jumped on board and started taking it seriously. For everybody out there, I will make sure to provide all of the information for Crew Pass if you are interested in both, that cares about your safety and security as well as their own, because essentially that's really what it is. I think a lot of the times we go into the conversation based on, we need to have these checks because of the boat, because of the valuables on the boat, because of the guests, et cetera, et cetera. But it's also for crew safety.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. We work with boats now that regularly check all of their crew before they hire them. So these boats are definitely becoming a lot more safety conscious, and it's really great to see.
Good. Once again, thank you, Conrad.
Urea, thank you for your time.
You've been watching another edition of Yacht Cruise Logs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.